Louisville Ballet trainee Claire Horrocks describes her favorite part in Romeo and Juliet, the marketplace scene in Act Two.
I think it's because there's just so much involved in it. We have jugglers, we have gypsies, we have entertainers, there's kids everywhere, there's action going on the entire time. And putting the extras in just makes the stage so much more full and so much more interesting. I know, looking at it from an audience's perspective, it's going to look like probably chaotic at times, but really what's so interesting about scenes such as marketplace scenes is that every bit is choreographed. Every single bit that you see within this marketplace is choreographed with the music to a certain 8 count, and that's what takes so long with these rehearsals. The character I get to play in this particular scene is an entertainer, and this part of the 3 parts that I'm learning within this ballet is probably the most challenging, but definitely the most fun. What makes the dance difficult for me is that, as a dancer, my technique, jumping, has never been my biggest strength. It's always been a part of my technique that I've always had to work on. So this dance is all jumping, the entire thing. We're just jumping the entire time. There's tons of intricate footwork and using the tambourine as well. So even though it's challenging, I'm really grateful I was given this part to learn and perform, because it's really going to motivate me to work on my jumping technique and push it to the next level so that I can really keep up with the dancers I'm dancing with. Putting this ballet together this week and really seeing how the acts differ from each other really makes you think about the pace of the ballet. Looking at the 2 marketplaces, for example, the marketplace in Act 1 is very tragic. There's a whole sword fighting scene. There's deaths throughout it. It's very emotional and very, very dark. Whereas in the 2nd act in the marketplace, it's quite the opposite. It's just fun and exciting and light. And just the difference within these 2 acts just shows how dramatic this whole ballet is.
Studio artist Brad Riemann just wrapped his final show for the Kentucky Opera, Mozart's Don Giovanni.
I was singing in the chorus, and so I got to see all my colleagues and join in the fun of being in an opera chorus. And it's very, very fun if you like singing and you like performing, because you get to dress up just as elaborately as the principal artists do, and you get to be on stage for a good bit of time doing, acting things like being in a party or listening to some gossip or, playing games. And it was all very fun. I mean, I would recommend it to anybody who likes to sing and act. It's just wonderful, because the workload was not too very hard for Don Giovanni. There was a very short chorus part. But we had a lot of fun, and we did a lot of stage, acting while we weren't singing. And it was great, and I think the audience really took to it. I heard a lot of people say that they really enjoyed it, and I even heard some people say that this is the best Don Giovanni that they've heard. And that's saying a lot, because Don Giovanni is one of the most commonly performed operas in America and the world.
Erin Keane, WFPL News.